Now, around the team real quick, what's the longest time you've stayed in a job? Mine's 12 years.
Oh, my God. That's 12. A long time.
I think for me about 8 or 9.
Yeah,
is pretty
Ari?
Good.
About 4.5 years.
Well, imagine being in a job since you were 15, 48 years, working for Transport New South Wales in the ferry system. Ferry master Steve Dolley, he's with us on the line. Good morning, Steve. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Mate, fantastic. Well, a big congratulations to you. You've officially retired. Now, a bit of behind the scenes. When I spoke to Steve to tee up the interview, I was like, Steve, you want to have a chat to you? Are you free at this time or are you going to be working? And Steve goes, I'm retired. I'm free all the time. Steve, how does this newfound freedom feel?
Well, it's pretty good. I get up now and I said, well, oh, geez, what am I going to do now? Because I had a routine going to work all the time and getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning. And yeah, so it's a little bit of shock to the system at the moment. I might be able to spend a bit more time with me kids and grandkids, because when you work on the ferry, you're working a 7-day-a-week roster and you only get 1 weekend out of the 4 weeks.
So it's
pretty busy. And over the years, I had worked 10 Christmas in 10 years straight. And one of the highlights was because I always went to work on Christmas, and my young daughter thought, oh, yeah, Dad's going to work again. And, well, this day I surprised her. My wife actually wrapped me up in Christmas paper. And I jumped out of the closet we had and said, I'm home. And from this day, she still talks about that day, how special it was.
Oh, that's beautiful.
That's wonderful. Well, Steve, 48 years, what would be the best bit?
Mm. Well, you know, you get up every morning and then you see the sunrise and the sunsets, and also you see a lot of great people come across. You know, like, I didn't realise how many people I touched over the years, because there's been people thanking me, people in shops. Like, there was a lady in the shop the other day in the coffee shop and said, oh, I've seen you on the paper. Can I get a photo of you?
Oh, you're a celebrity.
You are famous. Yeah.
And also on my last trip, you know, I did my last trip with my wife and my daughter on there, and I had the great crew with me. And as I was coming in the wharf, everyone on the wharf was cheering and clapping as I was
wonderful.
Getting off. You know, like, it's been wonderful.
Well, you did start driving with the ferries in your teens. What made you get into this at such a young age?
Well, you know, like, when I was going to school, and my brother and my father was actually working there, and my father was working on the old car ferries at the time. And as being a little boy, I used to go down there with Dad, and that sort of got me interested in it. And as I was going to school, that's all I wanted to do.
Wow.
And when I actually left school, I went through some of the old papers the other day, and it actually had ferry decking on it.
Oh, so that was like your predicted job, was it?
Yeah. That's all I want to do, and that's been my dream, and I actually live my dream. And
wow, that's so cool. Now, I also believe that you met your wife on the ferry.
The story with it, like, she was in the Newcastle Workers Club there in the earthquake when it happened, and she was coming out of the ferry, you know, on her crutches, trying to get on the ferry. And at the time, like, we used to go our meal break 9:10, and she'd be sort of strutting across the park, and I'd be looking out for her every day, sort of thing, making sure she got on that ferry. And we just got talking and things like that. And in the afternoon, I used to start work a half an hour early just to see her.
He's a romantic.
Not much will make you go to work half an hour early, will it? But a beautiful woman will.
You know, you could say it was the love boat story, you know.
And the real love boat.
But that right here in Stockton.
That would be my biggest highlight ever.
And you ever found anything on the ferry? Did somebody leave something behind?
Unusual.
Yes. Well, I wouldn't say weird, but we had a lady, an older lady there one day, and because she's been out partying at the clubs, and she's come back. Anyway, you know, like, she was sick on the ferry.
Oh.
You know, I remember she lost her false tooth.
That's good.
I think she was so glad to get her false tooth back.
There you go. Love, you've forgotten these.
Yeah, while you're at it, stop drinking too many Pinots.
Yeah, that's right. Got ladies out of the water, things like that.
Oh. So people have gone overboard.
Rescued a few people, and there was one lady there, she's jumping from the brewery wharf there. anyway, we went out to get her, and she wasn't travelling real well when we got her.
Aww.
So we got her on the ferry and took her back. It was on a Sunday afternoon, and she didn't have any clothes on.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, like we couldn't just say, oh, on your way. So we so we got some rain gear for her and a jumper and things like that. And no one
away
could
she went.
And yeah, away she went.
And that's how you met your wife.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, no. Okay, if you had to pick one moment, Steve, the wildest thing you've seen happen on a ferry.
I was in the storm the morning the Pastor Bolton went up on the knobbies there. I did witness that.
Jeez,
and
that was big.
That was 70 knot winds plus.
Whoa.
And I meant to go on over to Stockton Wharf there, and we was actually surfing the wave coming into the wharf there, and we come in, we got it tied up, and there was actually water going over the pontoon that morning. Oh. And all the windows down on stairs were just vibrating and shaking, and we actually took the ferry off that morning.
Yeah.
And we don't really do that very often.
Day off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Finally got a day off.
Yeah, he's happy to take it.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for your service, first of all, because you are a Newcastle icon.
Mm-hmm.
To do that and to be a part of the fabric of this city for so long, a lot of people, in myself included, really appreciate it.
And we'll miss you.
Nice.
You'll still be around, though.
I'll be still around, yes. And when I get bored and I want me fix, I'll just go back down on the ferries there for a trip.
Yeah.
Good man.
Why not?
Good man.
Yeah. You pay full price or you get a discount?
No,
I've got a special card now. I've got a gold card.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a bit fancy. Thank you for coming on the show. This has been awesome. And enjoy your retirement.
Thank you. That's much appreciated.